Welcome to the 10 question pop quiz for Ksuba's Tough Mem Olive. Number 1. Which WNN Naruhu gets engaged after she is violated? The father keeps the knus, but if she gets married, she gets to keep it. That's on Duff. Lama test. Good. Number 2. Which WNN Boches and Pagum are not included in the knus payment? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which of the one Abai said that the father of Anaru who was violated but died before based in Paskin does not receive the Knas? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 4. Which of the one, according to one Tana, a Mefatu confesses, does not pay Boshes of a gum because Basin does not give him a platform to ruin the girl's reputation? That's on Duff. Memov. Good. Number 5. Which of the women we instruct a woman who cannot marry her violator, such as a mamzeres, to say she does not want to marry him, and this is not a case of asedocha losase. That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 6. Which of the women the father can block the marriage in the case of a onus as well, according to Abaya, Shloye, Chota, Niskar, and according to Rava, based on the Kavah Chomer. That's on Duff. Amatess. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do Malchus Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breed Rav Yeshua if Chetzi Nezek is Mamona or Knas? That's on Duff. Mem Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a question where we learn out the Knas of 50 silver shkalim? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn Boshes and Magam go to the father since he's the one losing out, since he could have married her off to a Manuvo or a Muchashkin? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. And number 10. Which of the women that since a based in a bubble cannot judge cases of Knas, if the damaged party wants, they can set a court date in Eretz Yisrael. That's on Duff. Mem. All of excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.